This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to now introduce our third recipient. Born in the Borland town of Worcester, schooled there as well, received a tremendous amount of inspiration from his initial ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Shah Khan, spent 3 years studying at the Darul Uloom in Newcastle, 1983. Again, another person from our shores, left for the city of the Urdu language in India, the city of Lucknow. His great inspiration in terms of a teacher has been Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi. He returned to South Africa in 1993 again, went to yonder shores to the International University of Malaysia, where he did his postgraduate studies. The defining moment in his life was an incident which is the blot on the history of each and every human being on this planet. The massacre of people in the Sabra and Shatila squatter camp, refugee camp, killing thousands of Palestinians. He read the book on that incident and thereafter dedicated his entire life with passion, zeal, and vigor for the freedom of the people of Palestine. He has attended many, many international conferences fighting this noble cause, among them one in Palestine itself, known as the Maharajan, where more than 50,000 people assemble, and the event that he attended was the one seeking the freedom of Sheikh Ra'id Salah, known as the Nelson Mandela of the Middle East. He also served 2 terms as the president of the Muslim Judicial Council, and before that, 7 years as its deputy. He has an ambition. He says before he closes his eyes, and may that day be very, very far away, inshallah, he says he would like one day, sooner than later, to see the freedom for the people of Palestine. Ladies and gentlemen, our next recipient really needs no introduction whatsoever when it comes to the cause of the people of Palestine. Your hands for Maulana Ihsan Hendricks. Can I call upon Dr. Abdul Wahab Barde and Hafiz Mahmoud Khatib to kindly do the honors?
It is extremely difficult to receive an award for the Palestinian cause when we all are aware that the biggest award for the Palestinian people will only be the day that we see freedom and liberation. And so I accept this award with the greatest sense of responsibility that we will not rest and sleep until the Palestinian people see their freedom and their liberation, inshallah. I dedicate this award to my elderly mother, who is still alive at the age of 80, who has been the greatest inspiration to me, who taught me, and who showed me outstanding qualities of leadership. I recall on one occasion having been interrogated by the Zionist occupation authorities when I led a delegation to the Maharajan of Al-Aqsa. And when I called my mother, she said to me, "This is not the time to cry. Remember the cry of the Palestinian people. Remain solid and strong. And freedom will come one day, inshallah." I equally share this award with our mothers, our sisters, and the women of Palestine. I was reminded by an elderly Palestinian lady who told me once and said, "Because of the brutality of occupation, رجالنا كالجبال, our men have been forced to become like mountains of resistance, ونساؤنا كالرجال, and our women have been compelled to take the position of men. And so Palestine will only be liberated by the resistance of the people of Palestine against the yoke of Zionist occupation." Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.